Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
6:58 on 960 The Quake. Our Quake News Team special on Pride 2006 coming up at the top of the hour. And then from 7 to 10, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Paul Wells in place with Will Durst and Willie Brown. Hello there, gentlemen.
John Scott, Willie Brown here.
We're here. Hello, hello.
Good morning, John.
How are we? It's a beautiful morning.
Well, for Miami Heat fans, we're ecstatic.
Is that you?
You're a Miami Heat fan? You know, Mineola is 80 miles southeast of Dallas. We were already in the process of making the barbecue goat to celebrate the victory.
They were up 10 points in game three.
Yep.
With
yep.
about 3 minutes left. I mean, they had it won.
Yeah, but you know what? When that guy hit Shaq, that ended the series. When he knocked Shaq down and got suspended for the one game yep. in the middle of the series. Unusual occasion.
There were a couple of weenie calls last night, though. There was one point where Ward was running down. They were up by one. Heat was up by one. And they had the ball. And Ward is running down. And he throws his arm into Nowitzki. And Nowitzki had called for a foul.
Dwayne Wade, right.
Yeah. Wade, yeah. Did I say Ward? Wade. Yeah.
But there are some other things that happen in this world. The Giants won a baseball game. 3-2.
That's correct.
And to maintain that shows some offense. And the A's have zeroed again.
Oh, they can't one hit score in one. Colorado.
That's right.
Shut out twice in Colorado.
Took three guys to do one hit, though.
Has that ever happened before?
I would doubt it seriously.
Well,
and
then,
of course, there are all kinds of things that occur. The governor earned the pink brick, which is a way in which you say, up yours.
And we have great guests this morning. Aaron Brockovich will be with us.
Aaron Brockovich.
That's right.
I would love it if it was Aaron Brockovich.
It is.
But that's
it
like,
is.
She's
we got
twice,
one of each.
She's twice the height of Aaron Powell.
And we have Daniel Ellsberg of Pentagon Papers fan.
I trust that the statute is run and he's still not a suspect.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll ask him about it. In fact, I wonder how many people remember what the Pentagon Papers were all about.
I'm sure you'll be there to remind them, won't you? All right, guys. Looking forward to it. Thanks very much. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news, downloadable audio 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 701 on 960 The Quake. The following is a special report from 960 The Quake News, celebrating Pride 2006.
Gays, God, and nuns. I'm Andy Jordan. We find out what's in a name in this Pride profile on The Quake. Sister Mary Timothy Simplicity describes her genesis as a sister of perpetual indulgence.
Part of my spirituality is ancestor worship, and my name is Timothy, which means honoring God. And I kept the Mary there to honor my grandmother Mary, to honor the sisters before me, but also for all those big old gay Marys out there.
A dash of devotion, a splash of sass.
Sisters are a group of men and women, transgender, bisexual, gay, straight, all different races and creeds, that have come together to promulgate universal and omniversal joy, to expiate stigmatic guilt, and to forever stand by your community and your sisters.
69 orders around the world, several hundred, but it started right here.
It started in San Francisco on Holy Saturday, 1979, when three queens, three gay men, we're tired of the whole Castro clone thing, which was, you know, people would just dress the same and look the same and beefy, muscly guys all looking to get some. And these three rather creative, eccentric gay men decided to put on don these habits that one of them had from a production of The Sound of Music and just go out and create some havoc and mayhem and have some fun with it. And what they found, they stumbled upon this wonderful thing that not a lot of us experience in life, which is called joy.
And the hope for these nuns is for that joy to become a habit.
The main thing that is special about our habit is the wimple, is the headpiece that we wear. And we call it an ear brassiere or boobs because that's what it looks like. It looks a little Mickey Mouse-ish without the veil on, but it's designed after a 14th century Flemish lady-in-waiting's headpiece.
Every habit on each of the San Francisco sisters daring to draw people in, and that's what the sisters do with pride and at pride as the keepers of Pink Saturday, a party in the Castro, but one that has its roots in an effort to stem hate crimes.
Lavender Avengers were kind of like the Grey Panthers, or kind of like the gay guardian angels of the Castro. At the time, there was Stop the Hate, where the sisters had a campaign where we would ask people to put pink triangles or rainbow flags in the window. If there was violence happening, you know, people would be able to notice. That would be a house I could run to.
And to this day, the sisters are that refuge, a San Francisco spark, a light all over the world.
We're in every continent except for Antarctica, and that's only because the habits there would be really, really hard to handle. And, you know, talking to penguins and all.
In San Francisco, for our pride, it's a march of these penguins and an admonition.
Go in peace. Don't go to pieces.
You can hear these special Pride reports all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., and they're available for download as well at our website, quakeradio.com. This hour of programming is brought to you by your local Trader Joe's location.
Hey guys, this is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
Sleep Train is celebrating its 21st anniversary, saying, hey, you buy one of our mattresses, you don't have to pay anything on it in interest till 2010.
2010?
Guess which mattresses.
Oh, I already know. At Sleep Train, we can shop and compare Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, Sealy Posturepedic, or Stearns & Foster, all in one store. You'll get free same-day delivery when you purchase your mattress before 2 p.m.
Plus, they guarantee the lowest price in town. They'll beat it by 5%. You make the purchase, and for 90 days, 5% guaranteed lowest purchase price. Also, best service in the world. So come and celebrate your ticket to a better night's sleep. Sleep Train.
Be sure to tell them Will and Willie sent you.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork. But what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:06, good morning. Traffic brought to you by GM Fuel Price Protection. Here's what's happening. Lower Bayshore has been kind of messy this morning. Late road work at Rengsdorf and 101 northbound. Big rig accident after Shoreline at 101 northbound. And now a two-car crash on the shoulder. Just briefly blocked the lanes 101 northbound before Moffitt. That's all we got down there. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup to the foot of the maze. The approach freeways look okay at the moment. Heavy traffic through San Rafael made worse by a stalled big rig that's now over on the shoulder on 101 northbound before North San Pedro Road. If you want to put a cap on gas prices and pay only $1.99 a gallon, go to fuelprotection.com and find out how. Learn about GM Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. The worst commute spots in the Bay Area. We'll give you a couple of them. Maybe you're sitting in it right now. So while you have the time, please enjoy Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
And at 7:07, we're live from the Hotel Vitale. Good morning, Willie Brown and Will Durst.
Good morning to you, Paul Wells. Good morning, Mr. Durst.
Hey, it's the solstice, everybody. It's the longest day of the year. This is the lightest light we will ever see right out there.
Well, you know, we've been expecting it all year.
This is as bright
That's
as,
right.
and blinding as we will have it in the morning at the Hotel Vitale down here on the corner of the Embarcadero and the Mission.
It is traumatic, though, from the time that we started this show, how we would eagerly try to find sunshine in January and February and March and in April, and then suddenly... There's something wrong with all this light.
And now we're going back.
Yes. Yes. We're headed in the other direction.
Yes, we're heading
and I
back
like
to
that
the
idea.
Darkening.
I
yes,
like that
I like the darkening myself.
You were mentioning, at least Paul was, before he came on the air, that AT&T has changed its rules. What is that about, Will?
Yeah, they sent out this notice to every service, and it implies if you want the service... Then AT&T now owns all of your personal information. And that means not only can they give it to the government, but they can use it for whatever purposes they wish. If they want to sell it for commercial, yes.
They can sell it. They can trade in it in any way they may wish. Just think that all of your personal information may crop up on Craigslist.
Oh, they could have my personal information.
Or Matchmaker.com.
Except the phone calls. As long as Debbie doesn't get a hold of
that's
the phone calls.
That, yeah. I was about to point out to you that you have a search and rescue. Would become search and destroy.
Now, Will Durst, doesn't this include the information on what TV shows you watch?
That I don't know.
It could not, unless you're watching the shows through AT&T, Paul.
Exactly.
There's no way for them to be scoping your viewing habits through your telephone. I mean, what are you thinking about? Of course, the U.S. government, by way of a measure passed, I believe, in the Senate, just approved the idea that AT&T and telephone companies can now compete with cable services to offer video on their wires,
and,
if their wires have the capacity.
This indicates that if AT&T is going to track the viewing habits of its customers of its new video service, something that cable and satellite providers are prohibited from doing. So, I'm not going with AT&T. I imagine a lot of people won't. Just
well,
because of
been,
that.
Well, you've been pitching Comcast anyway.
That's so right. I'm a big Comcast.
So thank you. It's not a not a matter of your having an option. Give me a break. In interest of full disclosure, you are a talking head.
That's right. I'm a Comcast man.
Yeah.
That's right.
And my law office represents some parts of AT&T.
Oh, really?
Although I've not seen a nickel out of that firm for that purpose, so I'm being disadvantaged by virtue of the fact of my association. But that's all right. I don't mind it too much. At some point, every ship gets righted. In the meantime, however...
Every ship?
Every ship gets righted.
Oh, I like that.
Any day now, the Titanic's coming back.
Well, it's almost 100 years.
That's right. Or the Poseidon, one of them. I don't
Still
know.
Still not as long as the Chicago Cubs ship hasn't been righted.
They got 26 hits yesterday and 20 runs.
That was White Sox.
Was that the White Sox?
That was the White Sox.
Oh,
they beat
Chicago.
The Cardinals. They beat the Genius.
It's at Chicago. I just assumed.
No, they're doing interleague. They're doing interleague.
But nobody would ever call the White Sox Chicago. The nation knows Chicago for baseball as Cubs, not the other team, as Dustin's guys. And then, of course, the Heat did the impossible for the first time in the history of that franchise. They won a basketball title, and they won it in the most incredible way.
And Pat Riley, man, he looked happy. It's hard to tell, but he looked happy.
But they were down by two. Down by two. They lost the first two games. Then they won the next four.
Four
and
in a row.
And I'm convinced they could play Dallas every week, and they would beat Dallas. They really
That's the first time they won in Dallas since, 2002 or something?
But they got the mojo working. Dallas was in trouble from the time the kid hit Shaq and knocked him all over the place, as I said earlier. That ended the season for them. Pat Riley had so much confidence, though, and I like this. I really love this. He's extremely well-dressed at all times. He bought only one shirt, one tie, and one suit to Dallas.
Yes.
You talk about that's the ultimate in confidence.
Especially for a guy who's into clothes.
Yeah. For a guy who's really into clothes.
You're going to have to buy something.
I don't need but one suit. I'm only going to one game. I mean, game number six. And that's what he did. And that's the way in which you should play it. And believe me, I can see it now. They're going to be bragging rights all year long because, after all,
the Heat came off the floor to beat the Pistons, and the Pistons were supposed to be the toughest team in the league, and then the Heat came off the floor to beat the Mavericks, and the Mavericks were supposed to be everybody's darling of a basketball
team. I thought there was a lot of talk at the beginning of the playoffs that the winner of the Dallas-San Antonio game was the winner. Was going to be the winner of the Western Division, was going to be the winner of the NBA. And it was nice to see conventional wisdom turned on his head. I also like to see, I was actually rooting for Dallas in the spirit of full disclosure as we are playing today. But it was good to see Shaq actually win with another team. To prove that he is an indomitable player, that he's actually a player for the ages. Wasn't just him and Kobe, it was him. And the new kid, Dwayne Wade,
and
from Marquette. I'll have you know.
There is one thing you got to admire. There's a guy named Gary Payton who's been a premier basketball player in the NBA for 15 or 16
Never won
years.
Anything.
Never won any championship.
Even when he went to the Lakers with Shaq and Kobe, and the mailman was there that year, and he joined it, and they didn't win it.
And he went to Miami for one purpose only. He took a dramatic cut in play. I think he's playing for like basic.
A nickel.
Yeah. Only playing for one purpose. Nickel. He wanted to be on a championship team before he ended his career.
Well, hell, that's what I'm doing here. I took a pay cut to come here. I just wanted to be on a championship team.
I think you're saying that for the benefit of the audience of money. There's a guy named Bob Agnew wandering around. Uh-huh. What you don't know is he turned the hearing aid off. He never heard a word you said.
He's got water in his ear. Yeah. Yeah.
Our program director on 960, The Quake. And, you know, one
he
of
is
the
big boss.
Morning.
He's not just a program director.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He's the guy that makes the show work, Paul. He had the good judgment.
Paul's got a little something to do with it.
Let's not get into this conversation.
He's a guy. But Paul, remember, he's a guy that thought it was more than just a Saturday show. I'm not sure he has any. He has his consistent view. Yeah.
The same idea right now.
But this started out to be just a Saturday show.
I knew we could do it. It was just going to be time. We just plunged right into it. And for January 2nd to now, we keep doing it. So.
Last night I was at a restaurant down on Chestnut Street called A16.
Yeah, how was that? Did you have a burger?
No, I did not. I had the pork. I took one look at the menu, and I had the pork.
How was it?
Oh, it was absolutely fabulous. I started with the arugula salad. I closed with the pork. But what was fascinating was the quality of the people in the restaurant. It's a big restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, big restaurant. It looks small because it looks just like a little storefront with a bar.
But
it expands in the back. That's right. It has an outside in the back.
That little patio,
yeah. There's a patio back there. But what was significant, there's only two guys in there over 35.
You were one of them?
Wearing ties. Only two people over 35 wearing ties. I was one of them, and so was my companion. And the personnel and the help was so focused on making sure we had a good time. Because they figure we talk, and obviously we do, and we obviously tip reasonably
heavy.
And
you can afford to buy a tie.
Yeah. No question whatsoever. But I really enjoyed the visit. But as we were walking out, I kept looking. The address is like 2355 Chestnut. Why A16? Some little snotty-nosed kid turns to me and he says, "Don't you know what happens in Italy?" I said, "No." He said, "The most interesting off-ramp is A16. That's where the name comes from. Isn't that incredible? An off-ramp
in Italy?
In Italy, on some freeway in the southern part of Italy. A16 is obviously the hip.
The most interesting off-ramp.
Yeah, the hip off-ramp, A16. I don't know why it's the hip off-ramp.
Autostrada.
Yeah, whatever it is.
What would ours be?
A16.
What's the most interesting off-ramp in the Bay Area?
Fremont? Right now,
no.
Fifth Street off-ramp from the Bay Bridge.
That doesn't exist.
That's interesting in another way.
Where do they move it now?
No, I would tell you the most interesting off-ramp. It would be Fremont.
Yeah.
You go right in. You're right. It goes right into the heart of South Market. You dump off Fremont, you're at the South Market.
South Market, it's the only ramp into the financial district or North Beach or Chinatown. I mean, you can use other ones.
That's Fremont. Yeah. Into downtown Fremont is the route in San Francisco. At one time, I suspect, it was probably the 5th Street
But the Fifth Street doesn't exist anymore. So now it's got to be Fremont.
That little poop chute.
Yeah.
That they turned, yeah.
16. Can you imagine that? I'm now hip. I shouldn't have told you on the air. I should have, like.
Yeah, he does.
In our next segment.
I saw a great interview this morning of the guy who writes Bush's speeches. He's a religious right guy and what have you. He's quitting after 4 years.
Thank God.
But he's responsible. He's responsible for all those phrases that Bush uses. And he was being interviewed, and they asked him questions about it, and he talked about how they've become soul brothers, so to speak. Not the kind that I...
We'll cover that, too,
soul.
This morning.
Yes.
Erin Brockovich, you've seen Julia Roberts play her in the movie. She will be our guest next. She's coming to town tomorrow to get a Baykeeper's Award at the St. Francis Hotel.
And then you have one of the most interesting leakers ever, Daniel Ellsberg. The man who leaked the Pentagon Papers that had so much to do with the war in Vietnam.
See what he thinks of our leaking president.
Yes.
Aaron Peskin, president of the Board of Supervisors of San Francisco as well. 719.
And a swimmer. He is wet not because he leaks, because he's a swimmer.
719. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in it. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
960, The Quake. On the air, online, and now broadcasting in HD digital. Find out more at quakeradio.com.
Good morning. It's the first day of summer, and welcome to it. 722, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake with Willie Brown and Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells, and in this segment, Erin Brockovich will be joining us. And you just got a cappuccino, Mr. Mayor, from a Miami Heat fan here.
Yes, sir, who's celebrating his birthday, who's celebrating the Miami Heat's great victory against the Mavericks, 95-92 in the NBA Finals.
Now, if only we can get him a date.
Darren brings you the cappuccino, and he's one of the great people here at the Hotel Vitale at the Americano restaurant where we broadcast.
And you
corner.
Should have seen him the other night at the Guardsmen's event in the City Hall. It was a beautiful event. People were elegantly dressed, some of the most attractive females ever. And Darren was working, moonlighting, as I accused him of publicly at the event. But he was like a kid in a candy store.
Now, the Baykeepers Awards, their gala is tomorrow night, a fundraiser to support their efforts, what Baykeepers do, defend the Bay, the Delta, and tributaries from polluters. They are going to have Robert F. Kennedy as a keynote speaker, and they'll be honoring the environmental health trailblazer, Aaron Brockovich, who joins us right now from Los Angeles. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Aaron. Willie Brown here.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm a good friend of Tom Girardi's.
Oh, well, Tom Girardi is a good friend indeed.
I know.
He's a terrific human.
How are you been?
I'm pretty good.
Good. So you're coming to my city tomorrow?
I'm actually going to come to your city today.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. I've been to San Francisco on many occasions, and it is a great city. And I always have a good time, and I'm going to come up tomorrow and spend the afternoon for my birthday in your city and then go to the Baykeepers big 2006 gala event.
That's a cool deal. Make sure you have some fun while you're here.
I will.
All right. How are your children?
How old are my children?
No, how are your children?
My children are very good. My children have gotten very big. They are 23, 21, and 15 years old now.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I remember your great line that attributed to you in the movie. When you said, I have three, my numbers less than so, and obviously that's too many. great line. You're coming up, and you're going to be the awardee of an organization that's focused on dealing with the issues of pollution, which is what caused the whole world to know your name and to recognize who you are. Are you still involved in that process?
Absolutely. That is still what I love to do the most. After the movie came out, I spent a good 4 years out on the lecture circuit. Was a terrific platform and still getting a message out there and working with people. But today I still do, these types of cases. It's kind of like my passion. I really enjoy it.
We're speaking with Aaron Brockovich. She's going to be receiving the Baykeeper Award tomorrow at the Baykeeper Gala, which is being held at the Grand Ballroom, the St. Francis Hotel. Tickets are still available, and you can get them at baykeeper.org/gala. And we hope you have a great time here in San Francisco.
I really will, and I look forward to coming. Baykeeper is a terrific group, and I'm a big fan of theirs, and I actually admire, you know, they're out there defending and protecting all of the San Francisco Bay's watersheds that provide water to millions of people. They're a terrific group, and I'm honored and delighted to come, and I look forward to the event and coming back to San Francisco.
And you are following right in the Bush administration's footsteps in keeping the Bay clean and all the environmental standards. And you must be excited to be living in this time when there's so much to fight against.
you said it. I didn't know. It's been a challenge these past couple of years, hasn't it? But, I always, I'm a hopeful person. You stick to it. I'm one that teaches stick-to-itiveness, and we get through it. And again, Baykeepers, I really do admire. It's been difficult times. It's been a difficult political climate. And they stay constant. And, water is one of the greatest gifts we have, and it's worth protecting and defending and just hold your ground, and I think we'll get through it. I really do believe that.
You have become one of the most famous spokespersons in the world of the environment and in pollution issues generally. I've often wondered in the back recesses of my mind, why do you not run for public office?
That's interesting that you should ask that, and other people have, discuss the same topic with me. If I thought I could really get in there and do some good, I would. And it's been most recently, and again, I think because we're hopefully at the tail end of an uncomfortable political climate, certainly in my opinion, I might consider that.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Did you see? This is we're in the recruiting process here on 960 The Quake. It's one of my passions, frankly. After getting out, I did it for 40 years, and you know I've decided that I need a day's rest. But I have always wanted my legacy to be encouraging quality people. Who stand for something, people who are fearless, people who are not just opportunists, to go into the world of public policy making. Believe me, you can make a difference.
You're after present. Hanging out with him for 6 months, he's got a good eye, Ms. Brockovich.
Does he? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to hang out with him some more. No, I would really, truly consider that. And I know.
What's your home district? Where are you?
I'm out in Agoura Hills, California, so I'm still in L.A. County. You know, I don't know, to give you a visual, I'm about 35 miles south of Santa Barbara, and I'm about 10 minutes inland from Malibu.
Oh, got it.
The last city out in L.A. County.
Kind of like by Calabasas?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. So, you know, I've thought about doing it. It can be a thankless, tireless job, as I'm sure you know. But I don't know. It's where you kind of your passions burn, and at the root of a lot of the work that we do, you end up getting involved.
All right. Well, keep it on your agenda, and if the opportunity presents itself, feel free to just pick up the telephone and call me. You can call any FBI agent in the country. At any moment, they would tell you exactly where I am.
And Aaron Brockovich, I'm sure you know some of them, too.
I'm going to take you up on that.
All right, you're on.
If I step out there, I'm going to be calling you.
Yeah, now that you got our numbers, don't be a stranger.
Have you decided where you're going to dine when you're here in the city?
You know what? I'm not really sure. Haven't thought about that yet. I have a friend that's actually in from Jakarta and is catching a red eye out. So I kind of left it up to him, and I guess it'll be a surprise.
Oh, all right.
Plenty of great restaurants to choose from. I do know.
There is no question. But tell him, in view of the heat, make sure it's air-conditioned.
Oh, I didn't know. Is it real warm up there right now?
It is, and it's getting warmer, and it's going to be warm all through the weekend. This is Gay Pride Week in San Francisco.
Oh, perfect.
And we are celebrating, and the town is just loaded with people. So it's a great restaurant with a joint that has an air-conditioned system called the Myth. There is one in the alley that is equally as interesting called Biff's. And you can
you know what? I have been to Biff's.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Aaron Brockovich, why don't you drop by with us also tomorrow, if you wish, because we'll be broadcasting live from the Cafe Flore. That's at 2298 Market Street at 16th. We're doing our part for the weekend that we're having, Gay Pride Weekend.
And congratulations on receiving the Dorothy Reed Environmental Leadership Award for your inspiring campaign. Have a great time while you're here in the city on your birthday.
Hey, thank you. Maybe I'll see you over there at Mark.
Happy birthday. What is it, 27, 28?
Oh, yes, no.
Keep in touch.
No,
yes,
and I will.
All right.
Thanks.
At 7 o'clock tomorrow night, it is a fundraiser for Baykeepers. And for more information, you can go to baykeeper.org to find out more about the gala tomorrow night. That Aaron Brockovich will be receiving an award, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be the keynote speaker. Right now, speaking with the news, weather, and traffic, John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Speak I shall. Thanks, Paul. 7:31. Let's do traffic first. The Cron 4 Traffic Center, Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Mountain View, been messy all morning, the lower Bayshore. Caltrans finished some late road work, northbound 101 at Ringsdorf. We had two earlier problems on northbound 101 after Shoreline and after Moffitt. Those are now out of the lane, but it's really slow through there, so say people who have been there. Car hit the center divide, now blocking the fast lane, 880 northbound before 23rd. Walnut Creek crash, 680 southbound before Geary. Two cars, right lane, out of service at the moment. Meter lights on, backup is not to the foot of the maze at last check, Baybridge Toll Plaza. About a 10-minute wait to get up to the metering lights. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Reminder, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. At 7:32, here's what's happening. Details of a proposal that would make San Francisco the first city in the country to provide health care to all its residents will be presented to the Board of Supervisors today. Mayor Gavin Newsom and Supervisor Tom Amiano yesterday unveiled a plan that would provide insurance for the estimated 80,000-plus city residents who don't have health insurance but earn too much to qualify for federally subsidized insurance. Elk Grove, suburb of Sac, has the distinction of being the fastest growing city in America. So says the Census Bureau. They say that Elk Grove grew by 11.6% last year to 112,000 people. Once a rural farming community, Elk Grove wasn't even incorporated 6 years ago. Remember the biblical traffic jams during the dot-com boom? In a way, they're coming back. Rush hour traffic on Bay Area freeways increased last year at the fastest rate in the last 6 years. According to data released by Caltrans and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, worst commute in the Bay Area, no shock to those who do it every day, Hercules to the Bay Bridge, westbound 80. For the second straight year, the Bay Bridge and its approaches accounted for three of the top 10 worst congestion locations. Palo Alto's Nano Solar Inc. is announcing today that it's going to spend about $100 million to build the world's largest solar cell factory, and it's going to be right here in the Bay Area. The company's CEO says they're considering sites in San Jose and San Francisco that would be close to its current pilot plant in Palo Alto. Quake weather, the hottest day of the year today. We'll see highs on the peninsula, 70s and 80s. On the coast, up around 70. North Bay, 90s. And in the Far East Bay, right around 100 this afternoon. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station 960, The Quake.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hey, this is Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst, live here at the Vitale Hotel. And Willie, did you know that with Working Assets Wireless, you get the same service you get from the big guys?
And did you notice? It's nationwide, but they do one more thing. They take 1% of all of what you pay, and they give it to organizations who are making the world a better place.
Good guys, like the ACLU.
Ah, as well as Sierra Club, Planned Parenthood.
All the good guys that you can't do better
than the progressive's choice.
That's Working Assets Wireless. Go to workingassets.com/quake.
I'm CNN's Liz Kennedy. Next week on 960 The Quake, CNN Radio presents Parenting by TV, a special five-part series that will look at the up and downsides of TV viewing by children under 2 years old. The baby video market generates millions of dollars each year, but not everyone thinks that's a good thing. Join us for Parenting by TV next week at 6:15 a.m. during the Progressive News Hour with John Scott on 960 The Quake. Honey, did you clean out the garage yet?
Not yet, dear.
Honey, have you cleaned out the garage yet?
No, I haven't gotten to it yet, dear.
Honey, please clean out the garage. I can't even get my car in there anymore. Honey, that junk has been there for ages. Please just get it cleaned up.
Got junk in your garage? Got junk in your yard? Got junk in your office? Why not clean it up? Just get it done. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they'll come to remove your junk for you. If it's an old couch, an old fridge, or a load of junk that's been piling up for ages, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they'll pick it all up for you quickly and efficiently. One call to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and your basement, yard, garage, or office can be cleaned up within hours. They do all the loading and cleanup and ensure over 70% of all the junk they pick up is recycled. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or book online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You'll feel great when it finally gets done. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Just get it done.
Progressive Talk Radio in the Bay Area is alive, and you are responsible for it. Thanks for giving us an ear. We're 960, The Quake.
7:39, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. In this next hour, we'll have Aaron Peskin, president of the Board of Supervisors of San Francisco, and Daniel Ellsberg.
Let's have Aaron Brockovich back.
Yeah, let's have the Aaron. Make it the all Aaron show. We'll get Aaron Brooks and Aaron Neville.
Uh-huh.
Who else?
Aaron Mitchell. You remember him?
No.
Well, he was a kind of a infamous person who wandered the streets of the city doing violence to people or some of that.
Aaron Mitchell?
He ended up being prosecuted, and he ended up being one of the people on death row. Isn't that where that name comes from?
Wow.
Aaron Mitchell, many years ago. Many, many years ago.
Well, maybe we'll change Diane to Aaron Feinstein, Senator. She has some legislation that she's backing. We have the news on that.
At least somebody is paying attention to the high cost of fuel.
Mm-hmm. And she's got some good co-sponsors on that, too. I mean, if you look at them, they're all...
Olympia,
you know,
Snow.
Cheney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those liberal Republicans, so to speak, who have been part of whatever she was about. I wonder, what exactly is her measure? Does she know? I mean,
it's
of
changing
course she
the
knows,
standards. Cafe standards. Yes, raising fuel economy standards. Well, let's have a cut of the press conference that Senator Feinstein held on the Quake.
Today we are introducing a bill to increase CAFE standards across the board by 10 miles over the next 10-year period. Specifically, our bill would raise the average fuel economy of all cars and SUVs to 35 miles per gallon by model year 2017.
That is Senator Feinstein's voice you just heard, and she's speaking on behalf of a collection of other senators who co-sponsored this particular measure with her. And I know some people are wondering already out loud, 2017, that's 10 years away. But frankly, you know, it takes almost that long to get all of the technology in place, to get the equipment redesigned, redeployed, and reconfigured for purposes of addressing these new fuel standards.
I don't know if it takes that long, but that certainly gives everybody enough time so that they can't complain. I mean, you got 11 years to do it. Because, well, you know, Detroit's going to complain from day one, from second one. They will, no, we can't do it. No, that's stringent, that's a radical, we can't. And then, of course, they will do it. It was the same thing that they felt about airbags, seat belts. We can't do it. It's going to cost too much. It's going to cost jobs. They always claim jobs.
Yours truly is almost single-handedly responsible for the seat belts. In the middle 80s, I carried the bill that created the seat belts for the state of California, mandatory requirements. And who were my allies? The insurance industry.
Oh, I bet.
They decided that it would reduce the cost of injuries that they would have to pay for
Which makes sense. If you're required to wear seatbelts.
They're behind the helmet thing, I bet, too.
And you're talking about people opposing my bill. It was unbelievable, the quality of the opposition. I had only one auto manufacturer in the world at that moment who bought the idea.
Toyota?
Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, really?
Mercedes-Benz sent a car over here with the seatbelts already installed. We had it on the grounds at the Capitol. We demonstrated it. We turned it into a photo op unlike anything Newsom has ever seen. And the results were that we got the bill passed. We had to do some exemptions. For example, initially we had to exempt people like cab drivers and, you know, professional drivers and cops and people like that because they had to get out so quickly. But now everybody wears a seatbelt, and the Highway Patrol annually gives me credit singly for saving at least 1,000 people, saving the lives of at least 1,000
people. Yeah, but which 1,000 people did you save?
They all voted for
you
me, for mayor. They
you
all voted for me.
You might have saved some bad guys there, too.
I'm certain that I did. except that you got to know that bad guys usually don't wear their seatbelts. It's amazing how if you're a bad guy, you don't obey any of the rules.
Now you're just flaunting the law.
That's right.
Ah, I'm a rebel.
That's right.
Ah.
It's good people. Yeah, you don't even know what the law is as it relates to seatbelts.
And they're smoking and drinking in the car.
And I had a real challenge because the ACLU and that crowd did not want the absence of a seatbelt to generate you being stopped and given a citation. There had to be other violations before
not
you
anymore.
No, I'm
not
no,
anymore. Now,
of course not.
Now you can stop a person just for not just having a seatbelt.
The absence
of
a seatbelt.
It could be an additional charge, but it couldn't be the reason for the
stop.
First stop, right?
Yeah. And believe me, they were. It's amazing how long it takes people to come to the reality of what's in the best interest of the public.
I still hate them.
But I did that. I love the idea that I did seatbelt law. When I go back and look at my career, there are so many things that I'm proud of having had the occasion to do.
We always hear about the high points. We never hear about the low points of your career. We never hear the stuff that you screwed up. What did you screw up?
Well,
you had to screw up something. Don't give me that look. You had to screw up something.
He's giving you that look, Will.
Not you. Him. He's
I know.
Me
he
that
is
look.
Giving you that look. I see that look.
That's,
I
never screwed up nothing look.
Why are you picking on me, Will
Not
Durst?
Picking
look.
On you. I want a little yin for that yang.
Why would you assume
there you go.
That there may have been some low points? There, frankly, I can't think of one.
Oh, man, look at you. You're all lofty and religious
I'm
now.
I'm trying my best.
There's a glow coming off of you.
I'm trying my best. That is a halo.
You've
that is not something that I added.
You've turned into the Bush administration before my very eyes. I've never made a single mistake in my life.
I love the scene in 24 when he said, let's pray together.
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
There you go.
I need to pray for the good Lord to protect Willie Brown.
And somebody said the other day, is your whole frame of reference 24? Somebody said that other, stop me on the streets. Is your whole frame of reference 24? I said, no, from now on, it's the fact that you are a preset and you are listed.
That's right.
I loved it. I loved the fact that the guy was focused on my doing 24.
We're going to get you into Deadwood.
Yeah. What?
We're going to get you into Deadwood.
Deadwood? I'd have to go to church every Sunday. If I became addicted
nasty,
to Deadwood.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. Yeah, that's
what the language,
is.
You know. I love the flowery part of the language, though. You know, the way they use
and the costumes.
Yeah.
The costumes are fabulous.
And the fact that the streets are made out of mud.
Yeah. That chalk-striped suit he wears.
Eddie wears. Got one suit. That thing must be rank. They probably took a bath once a month, whether they needed it or not. You know.
If at all.
Yeah. The TV was obviously on.
Yeah, the TV was on.
When he ate that pretzel and choked and broke something, you remember? When he said he stumbled
and then he
over
slid off the couch.
Yeah.
And he had this bruise on his head, man. He must have a little rug burn. I think he was doing the nasty with the Laura.
Well, you know, this is one of the highlights in your career, Mr. Mayor.
Which one?
This one right now, doing mornings here on 960 The Quake. And you know, on Monday, in terms of
Laura
public
doing the nasty.
In public service. Doing the nasty.
With Laura. Yeah, I thought that's what you meant. That was one of the highlights.
Thank you very much for those kind words.
There you go. I was just going to mention Monday we have a blood drive right here at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, and listeners can come by. And
tomorrow, blood. We're on what? 22-something Mission
Street? 2298 Market at 16th.
Market
Cafe Flore, in honor of the Gay Pride Week.
And people can come down there instead of coming to the Vitale, right?
That's exactly where it'll be tomorrow.
Oh, from man. 7 to 10. I have to get turned out tomorrow. I have to wear something.
You look great today.
You're going to have to give me some advice,
yeah,
Mr. Mayor.
How do you get an orange pinstripe in a suit?
Did you love that?
How do you get an
and
orange pinstripe?
And then look at the shirt.
Order.
Look at the tie, the shirt.
Yeah, it all
the shirt
works.
And tie was given to me in New York. This last trip to New York.
Given?
My friend Seth Scott. Takes me and he said, You've been like a father to me. And
I've been like a father to a lot of kids.
Yeah, well, and they're all at juvie hall. That's what. But he took me to Brioni's shop and said, this is for Father's Day. And he gave me this shirt and tie. I was thinking almost aloud about looking for a tie with some orange in it and a shirt with some orange in it. They had the exact item that fits this suit. And because I'm being interviewed today, I'm doing a two-hour interview today with Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife.
Oh, no.
She's flying in about legends. She's flying in. And I thought, I should look good in that. That's what. So
well,
now tomorrow,
well, may I say?
Yes.
You look good today.
But tomorrow I got to repeat it.
In earth tones.
I got to repeat it tomorrow though.
And as we do at this time,
I wear some pink tomorrow.
It's time to repeat Will Durst's
so cliché.
Burst of Durst, but a different one each day, and it's in the next segment. 7:50. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
We're fighting.
This is an impressive crowd. The haves and the have mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:52 on this first day of summer. Will, it's your turn.
Aren't we sponsored today? I think we got Scandinavia.com, right?
I did a couple of make goods yesterday, but nobody told me to do it again today.
Because
last week, John missed it on Monday, and I missed it on Tuesday.
Sorry, I'll do my little burst.
Yes, please.
Hey, guys, it's the solstice. And you know what that means? Barefoot at a barbecue. Sand under the elastic of your underwear. Men, obviously bereft of mirrors, naked from the waist up. Ice cream dripping down your fingers and lemonade so tart it makes your toes pucker. Oh, sure, the solstice is when the sun is at the furthest point from the equator. Solstice, from the Latin for stand still, featuring the longest day of the year. Now, this may be the astronomical beginning of the season of summer for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, but we're already a goodly way into its clammy depths, because true summer is not a fixed date. It's a state of mind. And as an adult, it means the ability to wear white shoes, sans impunity, not to mention lawn furniture and fresh-cut grass. It means the smell of burning flesh, both from barbecues and the shoulders of the pigmentally challenged. Summer is also geographic. You're from the upper Midwest. It's a two-week period, quickly celebrated during the end of July, while dodging winged insects the size of footstools. And it might seem odd to anybody who's never lived in the North, doesn't realize you can't just jump into spring. You gotta ease on into it, like a Polish onto a butter-grilled bun. Even then, it's only, think about it, it's only 13 days away from the 4th of July, which is undeniably dead solid summer. A red, white, and blue holiday when we celebrate America's birthday by blowing crap up real good. Because that's another important characteristic of summer. It's loud. And when you're a kid, summer is flexible like a garden hose. That doesn't mean you can't pinpoint the exact minute of its birth. It starts 3:01 p.m. on the last day of school, and it lasts until 8 a.m. the day school restarts in August or September, except for those silly astronomers who stubbornly insist the season lasts until the 23rd of September, which is poppycock. Right around when summer begins in San Francisco, coincidentally, and lingers for maybe 6 weeks. For us, it's kind of like a sumtum. Or is it autmer? And that's your burst of dearth for today.
I like autmer.
He's wandered into the world of interviews as a weatherman. I am impressed.
I'm going to take over Mark Thompson's old job.
Yeah, can you see him standing in front of a blue screen? Making you believe that the earth is just floating by as he describes what he sees in the clouds. And as he predicts, summer is going to last longer than the 23rd of September.
But that's actually, when summer starts here.
Into Election Day. But you said we get a bump. We get it with the right with the group.
As soon as all the tourists leave,
that's
summer starts.
Right. And then we go to Election Day. And 1 year...
And then it rains.
Yeah, but 1 year we went to playoff time. You know, almost. It was Christmas. And we were playing 49er football in weather like this. It's just terrible. Just terrible. I am not a hot weather person.
I'm not either. I like the darkness.
I left Texas
on purpose.
In part to avoid the hot weather.
I left Wisconsin for the same reason.
Yeah, I cannot stand the hot weather.
I like sport coat weather.
Eventually,
with cold, you can always put clothes on. You can always add, you know, you layer a scarf, a top coat. You know, eventually there comes a point where you can't take any more clothes off. And you don't look like Mr. T-shirt guy. And I can't see you in a T-shirt and shorts and flip-flops, although I would pay money to actually see
you. Yeah, well, yeah, you would, so would I. But, you know, what really bugs me the most is that I can never remember the kind of socks you're supposed to wear during the summer versus the socks you wear during the winter. You think about that. Most people think they just go back in the drawer and get the same socks. Not so. If you've been wearing cashmere socks, you can't wear cashmere socks in the summer. It's too hot. Then you got to go buy, and then you want the socks that breathe. It really becomes a challenge, a real challenge. And, of course, the stores will sell you socks year-round.
This is not a dilemma I've been faced with.
I'm just happy to have socks without holes.
For those of us who wear socks, that's a problem.
Hey, I'm not from Arkansas. I'm not walking around, you know, barefoot and, you know,
I know somebody's going to call up and say, this is supposed to be progressive talk radio. And that cheap, nothing brown, that common person is in there discussing socks. Well, I got news for you.
I got socks on.
No, your socks are fabulous.
Those are my Mondrian socks.
It's your shoes that I have a problem with. your socks, though, are
these
fabulous.
Are the clean ones, though. These are the clean ones.
Yeah, they are. That means you're going, it's a formal wear today. For you.
I'm wearing my clean tennies.
Yes, yes.
I always have these cycled through, and these clean tennies will eventually become the everyday dirty tennies. And
but then can't I'll you have throw, a new pair can't of you throw tennies. The tennies in the washer?
No.
Why not?
No.
It's the dryer it's a problem, isn't it?
Can you throw, you don't can you throw your Salvatore Ferragamos into the washer?
Why would I want to do
exactly.
that?
Exactly! My
it
point
would
exactly.
ruin them. That's what Will is saying, Mr.
I
Brown.
I do shine my own shoes.
As do I.
You wash your own shoes?
No! No, you can take a soft cloth to them, but you can't use white polish on tennis shoes.
No, you should use powder on tennis shoes.
Powder?
Yeah. You use white powder. They've got a little stash. You know,
a stash of white powder? I want to hear about this.
Yeah. I'd hate to interrupt the flow of the conversation here.
The mayor of Bridgeport busted for taking cocaine.
I did coke, but it was 18 months ago, and I'm sorry.
In our next hour, we have Daniel Ellsberg joining us. So he gets some real things about the constitutional crisis he wants to talk about. And Aaron Peskin from our Board of Supervisors all here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco.
A shootout at the federal prison in Tallahassee, Florida this morning, but it reportedly did not involve any prisoners. Authorities say federal agents were serving arrest warrants on six corrections officers when one of the guards allegedly opened fire. A federal agent and the gunman are reported dead. Another person was wounded.
The North Koreans have made agreements with us in the past, and we expect them to keep their agreements.
North Korea says it has the right to test a missile, but it suggests that it will hold off if the U.S. agrees to face-to-face talks. President Bush says any such test is worrisome.
It should make people nervous when non-transparent regimes that announce that they've got nuclear warheads fire missiles.
Iran's president says it'll take a while longer before his government comes up with a response to a package of incentives designed to stop his country's nuclear program. He says he hopes to have a response by mid-August. President Bush says that's just foot-dragging. A House committee hearing today is looking at why the Homeland Security Department's cutting anti-terror money to New York and Washington. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg questions the logic.
The logic of that is, to borrow the words of Winston Churchill, truly a riddle wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma.
The committee chairman, Peter King, says the decision to cut the money is baseless and foolish, and he wants the Homeland Security Department to explain itself. The Senate today debates two Democratic plans to pull troops out of Iraq. One calls for withdrawal by the end of the year. Senator Carl Levin says the other proposes a phased redeployment.
We've got to begin, we believe, a phased redeployment of American forces out of Iraq by the end.
Soldiers and Marines will rotate into Iraq at year's end. This will put troop levels at 113,000. That would be down from the current 127,000. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here!
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the fan, video mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Here's a Quay traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. Good morning. I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by GM Fuel. Price protection. Tough drive in San Francisco now. 101 southbound after Cesar Chavez. Car hit the center divide. Now it's on fire. Left lane basically is on fire. Southbound traffic is stopped at the moment. Fire crews are on the way. If you can get to 280 at this point, if you're just leaving the city, that would be my advice. 87. Northbound at Kirtner in San Jose. Motorcycle crash on the shoulder. South Bay, other problems. 101 northbound at the Lawrence Expressway in Sunnyvale. Three-car crash has now been moved out of the way. And I think we can put two and two together. There's a truck with pipe on it, and the pipe is not tied down correctly. So you have pipe 24 eastbound at MLK. 24 eastbound out of the tunnel at the Arinda off-ramp. And they're scattered around various lanes. Want to put a gap on fuel gas prices and pay only $1.99 a gallon? Go to fuelprotection.com and find out how and learn about GM Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
8:05, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can join our studio audience Monday through Friday, except tomorrow, very special broadcast for Gay Pride Week. We will be at the Cafe Flore at 2298 Market Street at 16th, and we'll have one of our guests, Mayor Gavin Newsom, will be dropping by. He's got his health care proposal on the docket for today. Also, Kamala Harris, the San Francisco District Attorney. And right now, joining us here, Aaron Peskin, President of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Welcome back.
Good morning. Hey, sorry about a couple weeks ago. I was in a canoe on a little vacation in southern Utah. I guess I failed to call you, Paul. So I didn't want you to think it was retaliation when, you know, Mayor Brown went off on me for the Office of Emergency Services. Just want to come clean on that.
I think it was totally and completely deliberate. You had a cell phone, even though you may have been in a canoe, and even though you may have been in the wilds of Utah.
What were you
if
doing
you got really wanted to call
urban
us,
folks
you
who
would.
Actually think there's service out there in the wilds
well,
of
Sullivan
southern
Laden
Utah.
Well, Sullivan Laden had cell phone service. We were tracking
still
him.
Has cell
yeah.
phone service. What are you talking about? Better than any that we have
Pine
here.
Pine Street is dead to me.
But then again, he doesn't have the Board of Supervisors that keeps cells from being put in place. Ben Locke has
absolutely
cells.
Absolutely.
He's got unlimited cells.
But we're going to live longer here in
and
San
he's
Francisco.
Not concerned.
Saudi Arabia is probably better wired.
Oh, but he's not concerned. there's any cancer that comes from them. But our board has that issue.
Did you recreate?
Yeah, we went on a canoe trip down the Green River. A really remarkable Canyonlands National Park. But
camping?
Camping. But that is very far and very long ago.
So I bet.
We're in the middle of budget deliberations.
Largest exciting budget subject.
It is so boring, but it
is appears as if you're about to, I assume, put a line in for $200 million for universal health care. Is that in the budget, or is that
is not in the budget?
That is not. How can you fund it?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, I'm very pleased to see that the city is continuing this effort, one that you actually started in what 1997, eight? Is that what it was?
Well, no, we actually started it in 97 when I appointed that commission and that group of people headed by Sandra Hernandez.
Correct.
To put that together. And they reported in 98. And that's when we made the announcement. And we abandoned it fairly quickly, though.
Why?
Labor.
The width and breadth, labor and retirees. You're talking about people that already have their own. Because we have the Cadillac of all Cadillac health care plans,
we are going to let people buy into the city's plan because we have a 28,000 plus.
You're not going to force them into it, though.
No, but we were going to give them that option, and there was concern that it might erode the quality and financial viability of the existing plan. Isn't that what happened?
Concerned by the people who already have coverage.
Right.
Not concerned by the general public. Oh, no, the experts. The experts didn't see it that way. And it was bitter opposition. I mean, like bitter opposition. And like Hillary, 4 years earlier, when she tried to do universal health care, I decided to leave it for Newsom. And now, Amiano preempted Newsom.
Absolutely.
On this.
No, this is really.
Tell me about the Amiano thing. It must be in the budget.
This is no. The Amiano thing is actually a fee on employers that would fund this effort, and Amiano has clearly used that as an effort to catalyze what is now really the collaborative plan that's coming out of Amiano and Newsom. There's still a lot of moving pieces. This thing is far from done. It may be a little premature for the mayor to be standing up and declaring victory, but I think there is widespread desire by the board and the mayor.
Seem to be
well
a couple flashpoints, though. One of them is that the coverage would only work if you're in the city of San Francisco. If you go outside the city, you wouldn't be covered. So if you are in the Green River on a canoe, on the Green River in a canoe, and you got hurt, it wouldn't work in Utah.
That, you're uninsured.
That doesn't make sense.
Issues of portability. I mean, this is for people who work in San Francisco. That's the universe that is trying to be captured. But clearly there are issues of portability. There's issues of transferability, and a lot of that still needs to be worked through. It is not fully cooked.
Why is it only for people who are working?
Because it is not truly universal health care. It is an effort to insure uninsured workers, approximately 80, 90,000 that exist in town. So it is a step in that direction, but it is not really universal health care.
How can
you should get Tom Amiano on your show to talk about it. He is the expert.
He is the expert on the issue overall, huh? I do intend to extend the invitation to the good supervisor to come, although he ran against me for mayor. I do intend to invite him.
He
was on the ballot against me.
But he was a write-in candidate.
He was a write-in candidate to get on the ballot.
Right. Very impressive. The first time that ever happened in modern urban American history.
Yeah, but you lose just as badly when you.
You know what?
He didn't pick up a lot of votes, did he?
When he was from the right end to the actual
ballot.
That
was because your progressive talk show radio host, Willie Brown, joined forces with the Republican Party and ran from the right.
Get out of here.
No.
The conservative Willie Brown?
Not so.
Endorsed by the Republican Party of San Francisco.
Endorsed by the Democratic County Central Committee. Endorsed by the Republican County Central Committee. Endorsed by every skirt there was in existence at that time. Endorsed by every clear thinking voter.
We get emails every time you say that.
Endorsed by every clear thinking voter. Endorsed by every ethnic organization. Endorsed by 50% of the gay and lesbians.
And as a
endorsed
result,
by about 80% of organized labor. Endorsed by George Shultz.
endorsed by.
Then he gave the head of the Republican Party an appointment to a city commissioner.
Absolutely. You take. Why should I look among my enemies to find the best qualified people? Percho Alioto.
It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, one of our regular features.
Let's keep it real.
President
Willie
of Supervisor
and
Board of Supervisors Aaron Peskin jousts with Willie Brown.
Never. Mr. Peskin.
But let me just say this about the budget. It is, I think, on balance, actually a very good budget. It is the first time in years that the city is really paying attention to its ongoing capital needs. We have finally finished a 10-year capital plan. We're getting out of the hand-to-mouth capital fixing business. Instead, we're actually doing it in some rational fashion. So I'm very pleased with those efforts that have come out of Supervisor Elsmer's office and the mayor's office. Very, very good work.
Now, the state of California has received an unexpected windfall of
You'd think
tax
they'd
revenue.
Share a little bit more of that with us, wouldn't you?
Yeah. How come we're not getting it? Did we get an unexpected windfall?
No, the May revise of Arnold Schwarzenegger's budget is net not a great gain for the city and county of San Francisco.
There's some indication that if you would add one more parking stall to that plan and proposal that you have for limiting the number of parking stalls per resident, you could get a little more money.
Yeah.
Tell us about that parking plan that you have.
The one out of four.
Oh, no. It's, one out of four. That's right. 0.75. It's law. The mayor signed it into law.
But you
about
say
that.
0.75. 0.75
every,
would be three out of four.
For every unit you build in a downtown high-rise residential building, you can build three-quarters of a parking spot, i.e., for every four units that you build, you can build three parking spots.
What do you do at the other quarter? I can only build one, right? So I can build three-quarters of a car parking spot. What do I do at the other quarter of my car?
Willie Brown, do you drive?
Absolutely. What did I do with the other quarter of my car?
How did you get down here this morning?
I came down by water.
You are one of
public transportation. I came down by water.
Use public transportation.
Because he walks on water.
He
walks on water.
You got it. I came down by water. You know that. You see me regularly.
You are one of the great users of public transportation
along,
in this
When you are
town.
Swimming around, I'm walking. But on a serious note, Aaron.
On a serious note,
isn't there a challenge?
As you're building 10,000 units of new high-rise residential construction in the downtown core, you're only going to end up with 7,500 parking spots.
But it was reported in the paper as one out of four, with a couple of loopholes, including
it is
apartments over 1,000 square feet, which would be one to one.
Correct. If you have what we call basically family-type apartments, multiple-bedroom apartments, you could have one-to-one. But essentially what it is encouraging is decongesting the downtown core. It is encouraging the use of public transportation. It is encouraging the use of alternatives such as car share and the like. And if you're going to build a very dense Manhattan type of situation, the idea is to reduce the number of cars that are there.
Which is great if you're also encouraging services around those high rises, like grocery stores and hardware stores. But if people have to go out to neighborhoods, or they got to go out to Costco at 9th and or 11th and Harrison, or wherever it is, I mean,
you're absolutely right. If you are planning and building decent communities, they have to have very vital neighborhood serving ground floor uses. Absolutely.
And in the process of your piece of legislation, are there any particular buildings you know of that's under consideration that would be affected by your legislation?
Everything that was already in the pipeline was grandfathered. So ultimately, while some of the larger developers, you know, weren't, how should we say, excited about it, enough compromises were made. My original legislation was actually vetoed by the mayor. We went back, made some consensual compromises, and ultimately I think came up with a piece of legislation that they at least can live with.
How was your election season, i.e. the people you endorsed, the items you endorsed? How'd you fare this time?
Not bad. The Democratic County Central Committee picked up three what I would call progressive seats that come from my side of the tracks. The mayor's folks did not fare that well. That's an untold story. Matter of fact, some of the mayor's closely held folks, including people in his office that ran for that position, did not make it across the finish line into those 24 coveted seats. Obviously, I did not choose the winner on the assembly race on the west side of this town, but my congratulations to my colleague, Supervisor Ma.
Were you involved in that Senate race involving Leland Yee?
I backed my former colleague, Leland Yee, for the Senate, and he clearly won that handily.
And where were you in the race for the gubernatorial nomination on the Democratic side? How'd you do there, if you were involved?
I was 100% Angelides. As a matter of fact, I spoke at his kickoff at Spring Valley Elementary School over a year ago, and I know Phil's going to go neck and neck or head to head with the gubernator and get him.
You really think so?
I'm praying, and I'm going to help.
How's he going to compete money-wise? Is he going to be able to, because the gubernator, say what you will,
he can raise money, he's running to the left. Angelides has always been good at raising money.
Well, he's had resources that the rest of us do not have access to. It's called Angelo. The Bank of Angelo. Spent about $8-9 million this last time around, making him competitive with Steve Wesley. But I don't think Angelo has $150 million, which is what
it's
Schwarzenegger
take.
Has budgeted. No, Schwarzenegger's budgeted.
But some of that's going to go to his bond proposals as well.
Of course, but that's the smart way to do it. You can raise a lot more money for an unlimited obligation than you can for a limited obligation. You are limited to, like, I don't know, 20 grand or so per candidate on the candidate side. It's unlimited on the issue side. So most of the $150 million probably will be from an issues advocacy group, incidentally, which Phil will support. Phil supports the bond and indebtedness, I think.
I think he does. President Peskin, you going to stay with us through...
I got to go to work. I got 10 hours of budget hearings today.
Well, you can go on that very easily. You
know, budget hearings.
Good excuse.
By outsourcing it. And Marie says she'll be happy to handle it for you, Aaron. We'll be back in a minute.
If you don't have a disaster, certain people can make one.
Daniel Ellsberg joins us in the next half hour. And Senator Barbara Boxer will also be on the program this morning. Stay with us. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. 819 on 960. Progressive Talk Radio. The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
6.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
See the Quake. The appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have a one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one day.
The truth as we see it, not as they sell it. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. 8:23 on this first day of summer, Wednesday, the 21st of June. And joining with us right now, a man who was made famous by his release of the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War, Daniel Ellsberg joins the conversation with Willie and Will here on 960 The Quake. Good morning and welcome to The Quake.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So many years, Dan. I really am delighted to see you, and I love the fact that you autographed your book for me. You know, it must be almost 20, 25 years since I've laid eyes on you.
When you met this morning, you said 100 years. That made me feel old.
No, it made me feel old.
But actually, the 35th anniversary of the publication of the Pentagon Papers was just a week ago, June 13th.
Oh, my God.
So we're heading up various anniversaries. I guess the 28th is the day that I surrendered to the FBI after being underground distributing the papers for 13 days. The 30th, as I recall, June 30th, is when the Supreme Court voided the injunctions that they'd brought against four of the 19 newspapers that published them, and the papers were free then to continue publishing, but I, meanwhile, was indicted.
Can you believe that some 35 years later, this nation is still in the process of trying to persecute whistleblowers?
Well, I have to believe it because it's happening. Of course, it hasn't been happening continuously. There really was a period right after the Vietnam War, which of what Gorbachev used to call glasnost, openness. You really were getting a lot of truth coming out. And right now, of course, their problem is that they're fighting exactly the same kind of wrongful, unpopular war, stalemated war, that the Democrats and then the Republicans were fighting 30 and 35 years ago. So their need to prevent the public from getting insiders' truths that would undermine their policy is as great as under Johnson or Nixon, and they're back to the same tricks.
What do you think of the Iraqi war?
I think it's a crime. It has been from the beginning. It's more clearly an aggressive war, a crime against the peace, than Vietnam actually was. Vietnam, they had a cover story that we were helping a supposedly sovereign state defend itself, actually a puppet government that we'd set up that we'd inherited from the French Empire. The same people and same structure. But I didn't realize that when I went over. I thought I was protecting a democracy, which was a mockery then.
You were a Marine commander, right?
No, I was a Marine commander in the late 50s. But when I went to Vietnam, I was a civilian in the State Department. I did use my Marine training there to, as a civilian, to walk with troops in combat, as a matter of fact, in order to see the war up close, probably closer than I would have been if I'd stayed in the Marines, because I was now 35, 36, 37. I would have been back behind the lines. But as it was, I was able to walk the point, which was where you could see that war up a little clearly.
That's the voice of Daniel Ellsberg, a man who became very well known throughout the world, and because he dared to raise questions about the U.S. policy in Vietnam, in the famous Pentagon Papers, and he has done a book As a matter of fact, I don't think this is your first book, is it?
I wrote a book a long time ago, right after the war. So it's my second or third book.
And the book is called Secrets?
Secrets, a memoir of Vietnam and the Pentagon Papers. It's been out for a while now, so I'm not on the road hawking that book now.
Can you walk us through what happened, how the Pentagon Papers were released? There's a lot of young listeners out there who weren't here during that time.
And what exactly are they?
What's your demographics here?
A synopsis of them.
I ask people often how old they are when I'm talking to them about this, because they have to be in their early 50s to have a real memory of the Pentagon Papers. And because it came out in 1971, I had given them actually to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 1969.
What were they?
They hung on to those, and I'll tell you. It was a 7,000-page, 47-volume study, all top secret, entitled U.S. Decision-Making in Vietnam from 1945 to 1968. It ended in 1968. So that was 23 years it covered. I worked on the study in 1967, having just come back from Vietnam, and having worked on Vietnam in the Pentagon in 64, 65, when we were building up the troops there, when we were the major escalation was going. Then I volunteered to go to Vietnam, switched to the State Department, and was there for 2 years evaluating pacification. So when I came back, this study was just getting started, and they wanted people who'd been in Vietnam or people who had worked on the policy, and I'd done both. I drafted a chapter, a volume, on the 1961 decisions under Kennedy, when he had sent an increased number of advisors over. And then I'd been in the government in 64, 65, when Johnson escalated that, lying about what he was doing, manipulating the public and deceiving them in exactly the same way as happened at the time this book came out a long time later. It actually came out in the fall of 2002, when the administration was gearing up for the war with lies very like the ones that had got us into Vietnam. So I was very conscious that I was reliving a history that I had not wanted to see again. It was very familiar to me in a way, but it was, as I say, newly clear that it not only would be a disaster like Vietnam, but clear in this case that without UN sanction and without the invitation of any factions within Iraq, and against a country that had not attacked us, contrary to what the president tried to imply to the public by tying it in with Saddam Hussein, with Osama bin Laden. This was aggression. And I hadn't joined the Marines after World War II, during the Korean emergency, in order to take part in an aggression, and whether as a civilian or any other way. I thought we were fighting against aggression. I was proud of our government for going against Soviet aggression, North Korean aggression, in Korea. I was in the Marines actually in 1956 when we put a hold on British and French aggression against Egypt. I was there not knowing actually whether we'd be ordered in against Britain or our ally or for Egypt, we didn't, or against Israel, whichever the president said. But I was really proud that Eisenhower called what they were doing aggression. I said, gee, even against our allies, he can recognize that there are principles here that the United States opposes, even against our closest allies. That's not what happened in Iraq. We're fighting as much of a war of aggression there, and we're still fighting a war. It's not a peacekeeping operation. It's not a peaceful occupation. We're fighting a war against the desires of most of the people of that country who want us out, without UN sanction, without having been under attack ourselves, contrary to the deceptions of the president. That's a crime against the peace, just like Slobodan Milosevic is facing or Saddam Hussein in Kuwait.
Well, we'll find out what you really feel, how you really feel.
It's also a disaster.
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
Some crimes, you get away with it. This country is not getting away with this, although I have to say, and it doesn't make me happy about our electorate, having gotten us into this wrongful quagmire, Bush was reelected. And that is something I have to face about my country. It's dismaying.
Daniel Ellsberg is our guest, and he'll be staying with us through the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Now John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul, thank you. Good morning. It's 8:31. Let's check traffic first from the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to us by Mattress Discounters this time. A couple of tough spots right now include Livermore. 580 westbound before Livermore Ave, three cars, two right lanes blocked. Also in the East Bay, 680 northbound before El Cerro, three cars have the left lane blocked. In Portola Valley, pretty slow on 280 southbound after Sandhill. Two-car crash has the left lane blocked. Better news in Hayward, 92 westbound at Clawwater did have a crash in the lanes. They just cleared it a few minutes ago. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge toll plaza, back up to the middle of the parking lot. Come into Mattress Discounters today during their grand opening celebration. You'll pay no interest for up to 24 months on approved credit and save up to $300 on select Sealy and Simmons special purchase mattress sets. At Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. Remember, you can check real-time traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 8:32, here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. Details of a proposal to make San Francisco the first city in the nation to provide health care to all its residents will be presented today to the Board of Supervisors. The plan would provide insurance for the estimated 80-plus thousand San Francisco residents who currently don't have health insurance but make too much money to qualify for federally subsidized benefits. Rush hour traffic on Bay Area freeways increased last year at the fastest rate in the last six. According to Caltrans and the MTC, worst commute in the Bay Area. Won't surprise you to hear that it's still westbound 80 from Hercules to the Bay Bridge. The only new listing on the top 10 most congested spots is the eastbound afternoon commute to that unchecked sprawl along Highway 4 from Bailey Road in Pittsburgh up to the A Street exit in Antioch. Governor Schwarzenegger takes a helicopter ride today along the U.S.-Mexico border with officials of the Border Patrol and the California National Guard. This is in advance of 1,500 guardsmen going to the border next month. Schwarzenegger has publicly been at odds with the White House on whether California troops would join the effort to enforce the border and who would pay for it. High praise and musical tributes to honor former solo performer, Rolling Stones keyboardist Billy Preston. Yesterday's memorial held at an Inglewood church featured a tribute by Little Richard. And Joe Cocker was there, too. He sang You Are So Beautiful, which is a song originally written by Billy Preston. Quake weather, this is the hottest day of the year today, the first day of summer and the longest day of the year, so all of that rolled into one big ball. 70s and 80s on the peninsula, low 90s in the North Bay, near 100 in the East Bay. San Francisco is high today, 77. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. And started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Commemorate, educate, liberate, and celebrate at this year's San Francisco Gay Pride at the Civic Center, June 24th and 25th. Join the Quake all weekend and look for the Quake Hybrid in the Pride Parade that Sunday. Brought to you by Backcountry Found and 960 AM The Quake. For more info, log on to quakeradio.com.
Start your day with news and commentary you can't hear anywhere else. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on 960 The Quake.
Ow! 8:38 here at the Hotel Vitale, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We broadcast live at the corner of Mission Embarcadero from the hotel Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, special broadcast for Gay Pride Week. We will be at the Cafe Flore at 2298 Market Street at 16th, and you're invited to join us among our many guests tomorrow. Around this time, Mayor Gavin Newsom will be with us. Right now, in the studio with us, Daniel Ellsberg, who was the man who released the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War, and that's an incident that I remember quite well, and welcome back. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and why don't you synopsize what exactly the Pentagon Papers were about, what happened with the injunction?
Well, very quickly, in 1969, I was working for research on a 7,000-page study, Top Secret, that was in my safe at the Rand Corporation in Santa Monica. I was the only person doing research on this for the government. So I was the only person at Rand who had access to that for the government. In 69, I knew the war was going to get larger. I knew that from friends in the White House, where I'd worked as a consultant early in the year under Nixon. He wasn't getting out. He was going to stay there, and the war was bound to get larger, as it did, in the air, that the bombing was going to return and was going to get larger. And I thought, for a number of reasons, in order to try to avert that and to build up public opposition to it, I would release this history that showed that we had been lied at every stage of the war up till then, and we're still being lied to by a fifth president in a row. So I copied all the 7,000 pages and gave them all to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee under Senator Fulbright. He promised to bring them out in hearings, but he backed off of that because of fear of executive reprisal, that they would move various appropriations away from his committee and give them to armed services and other tragedies like that. So he didn't bring out this history. It doesn't take a lot, really, to keep a senator from confronting an administration, and although they're supposed to be independent. I tried a couple of other senators who also agreed and to bring them out, and they then thought better of it in each case. So both Democrat and Republican. Eventually, I gave them to the New York Times, which did begin publishing 35 years ago this last week, June 13th. And within 3 days, as you were reminding me here in the break here, you were remembering this at the time, within 3 days, the government issued the first injunction in our history to stop a newspaper from printing something before it published prior restraint. That had never been done before. The First Amendment was actually designed to prevent that. But Nixon was prepared to experiment with modifying the Constitution. So I then gave them to the Washington Post, and within 2 days they were enjoined. that point, my wife and I went underground, quote. We moved from house to house in Cambridge for the next 13 days while the FBI searched all over the world, all the places they'd always dreamed of going. A lot of junketing going on there, I think. some very Bermuda.
They were trying to find
South
Bermuda.
South of France, you know. searching for me. But we were in Cambridge. And in fact, I was interviewed by Walter Cronkite during that period on primetime television while the FBI was searching for this most wanted man. So was there
a warrant for your arrest? Or they just wanted to find you?
Gee, you know, I didn't keep that. I don't know. We could have financed the trial, you know, if we played that right. But actually, without getting a penny for it, I surrendered after 13 days because I was out of all copies. It's another story. They put out an arrest order on a Friday night, but I still had some copies to put out. Now, so I told my lawyers I couldn't come in. And they said, well, you can't do that. You know, there's an arrest order. You'll be a fugitive from justice. I said, well, you know, I don't know about that, but I'm working here. I have things to do. They said, well, when can you get them all out, do you think? I said, well, I'm going to do it over the weekend. So they told the prosecutor, you know, well, he'll be in on Monday. The prosecutor says, he can't do that. You know that. I said, well, he's coming in on Monday. And actually, it's a funny story. The prosecutor, the U.S. attorney then said over the phone to my lawyer, oh, well, the FBI couldn't find him by then anyway. And my lawyer said, you realize this phone line is tapped. Long silence, you know, which we assumed. The U.S. attorney said, oh, God, and hung up. I didn't like to insult the FBI. So I did come in. And meanwhile, the Supreme Court had heard argument on this. And 2 days later, after I'd come in, they argued against the injunction. I mean, they decided against the injunction, 6-3, and the papers were now free to continue publishing. But meanwhile...
Still in custody.
Yes. I mean, I surrendered. I was now out on personal recognizance bond, $50,000. I was later arraigned a couple times. They kept raising the charges. So ultimately, I was facing 12 felony counts for a possible sentence of 115 years.
Our guest is Daniel Ellsberg, who released the Pentagon Papers in 1969 during the Vietnam War on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Were you ever prosecuted?
How old are you? Yeah, right. That's interesting. No, I was prosecuted for a long time. It was basically two trials because one was suspended at one point because my lawyer had been overheard on a warrantless wiretap. Now, actually, I'd also been overheard on a warrantless wiretap, but they didn't admit that. Now, they denied that, the FBI, under oath for 2 years. But anyway, the whole process with another jury and another process went on for about 2 years. In May of 1973, actually starting in April, after 4 months on trial, John Dean had disclosed facing charges himself for Watergate, the counsel to the president, the fact that the White House, the Oval Office, had ordered a break-in to the office of my former psychoanalyst. I can say now, having talked to the guy in charge of that, who went to prison for it, that the purpose was to find information they could blackmail me with to keep me from putting out more information on Nixon himself. The Pentagon Papers ended in 68, and Nixon was actually glad to have those out as the tapes showed. He says, now that they're leaking stuff, we'll leak out the stuff we want. And he wanted to get out the stuff on the Ziem assassination by Kennedy, you know, murder of a Catholic head of state to hurt Teddy Kennedy with. And he wanted to get out lots of stuff, actually. He began to think big when he saw how this was hurting the Democrats to have all this history out. I was hoping that people would infer from this that the new president was doing the same, was lying and escalating. Actually, I didn't succeed. I didn't have documents on that. If I had, I would have put them out. He feared I did, and that's what led him to put these plumbers into action, the way that this White House put plumbers, in effect, leak stoppers, against Joe Wilson. And that's why Libby is on trial right now. Maybe someday Cheney will face that. But this came out, and then it turned out they'd put the CIA on me against their charter, an American citizen. They had tried to neutralize me, and really a dozen former CIA assets or current Cubans from Miami were brought up to incapacitate me on the steps of the Capitol on May 3rd. That was during this long trial process. I was giving a talk on the steps of the Capitol then in a break in the trial. And with these things were all done by the same set of Cubans who had gone into the doctor's office a year earlier, 9 months earlier. So they had things to tell the prosecutor when they were told, when they were caught in the Watergate, just weeks after this attempted assault on me. And Nixon then had to worry that they would point directly to him, and he had to keep them quiet, for which purpose he was paying Howard Hunt large amounts of money, $70,000 in one batch, to keep him perjuring himself when he was asked the question, what other crimes did you commit for the White House?
Wow. Daniel Ellsberg, we have a What Would Willie Do feature in our next segment, and we have a guest. We'd like to have them ask the question, and it could be a question on Iraq or anything else, if you'd like to participate in that and stay with us. And I know Senator Boxer is going to be on with us at 9:20, and perhaps you'd like to join in the conversation at that point, too.
Well, I'd love to. I think they're debating her bill and Senator Kerry's bill to get us out of Iraq now by a date certain, which I certainly support. She Boxer. She, Kerry, I think Harkin, one or two others only, are on the right track there.
Well, great. I'm glad that you can stick with us. Daniel Ellsberg, our guest here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and the What Would Willie Do segment is next, 8:48, and we're keeping it real on Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake.
Hey guys, intro the flight of the bumblebee here.
Okay, so summer's in full swing. Now let me ask, do you dread those long days already? Tell you what I found out, Nature Bee can help. I love it. I swear to God, I only need 3 cups of coffee to get up at 4:30 in the morning instead of my normal 6. And here's Mike Buck to explain why.
Hey, Will, good morning. Hey, in today's busy world, everybody knows a perfect diet's like a fairy tale. Too much fast food, not enough time to prepare a balanced meal, and that's why everybody needs a little helping hand to get the nutrients our bodies need. That's where Nature Bee slips right on in.
Well, Nature Bee's been called the health food store in the palm of your hand. What is it that makes it nature's perfect food?
Every single thing you can buy in those rows and shelves and bottles and cans and health food stores is right in Nature Bee. 27 vitamins and aminos, 28 minerals, the powerful antioxidants, and the right balance of enzymes. You know what? Nature Bee's unlocked the power of pollen. It's potentiated, and that means it's going to boost your energy, help your body rid itself of toxins, aid your digestion, improve your hair, skin, and nails, give you the stamina to do everything you want to do this summer, and much more.
Well, now we all know that Nature Bee is all natural, all organic, and fresh and direct to us from clean, green New Zealand. You got to have a special deal today. What is it?
You got it. No matter how tight your budget is, Bay Area, here's the deal. No excuses. 6 months supply of Nature Bee, $99 for the small postage fee. You order now, we're going to give you the Sizzling Summer Pack. That's a generous supply of our high protection sunscreen. It's worth $30. That's absolutely free just for trying Nature Bee. Don't forget, Nature Bee also has a money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? 1-866-834-8355. That's toll-free. Or you can go online to naturebee.com. But it's easy to pick up that phone. Call the ladies in New Zealand right now. 1-866-834-8355.
Thanks, Mike. Come on, guys, try it. Just like me, you won't be without Nature Bee. Come on, get healthy by calling 1-866-834-8355 now.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was
was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake. Ask a question of Willie Brown right out of the day's news. And Mr. Brown with our guest here, Daniel Ellsberg, in the studio this morning at the Hotel Vitale. We'll let him ask the question.
Oh, you make it tough for me.
Well, I make it real tough for you.
Because, the Inquisitor.
Yeah, this... in a way, a two-part question, if I can get away with it. It's both parts of it split the Democrats. And there's arguments from a political point of view on both sides, I'm aware. So I don't really know how you're going to answer this, really.
We never do.
The question is, first part, there's a debate coming up right now on a set of bills that are expected to go down in flaming defeat by Barbara Boxer and by others. One, to remove troops from Iraq on a scheduled, pre-stated schedule, not precipitately, not next week, but a year from now. Some people take 18 months. So the first question is where you would come out on that if you were in the Senate.
I would be enthusiastically supportive of that bill because I think that it was a mistake, one, to be in Iraq to begin with, and it's an even bigger mistake to appear in perpetuity to be willing to stay there. You've got to say to the whole world, and particularly to the Iraqi people, we are leaving, and we are leaving whenever. And you do that, it will spur, I think, a resolution of the problems surrounding our presence there sooner than later.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific answer. And let me ask, pursue that for a moment. What would you say, actually, if you were in the Senate now, or when you are talking to senators, the Democrats who might agree with that, but who say, we can't afford to be charged with cutting and running, we can't afford to be called weak, and we can't afford to tell the Republicans that we're admitting a failure here and we're cutting and running? What would you say to them?
I would not permit the Republicans and the politics surrounding this war, from the Republican perspective, to dampen my clarity and my honesty and my candor on this issue. I would frankly be willing to risk my seat on the question of whether or not leadership should be provided by the Democratic Party and by people who think, in my opinion, appropriately and humanistically on the Iraqi war. I think those voices have been silent too long by the threat of being accused of being unpatriotic, by the threat of being accused of not supporting the troops, and by the threat of appearing to accept the criticism of being weak and cutting and running. All of that is bully talk. You really have got to be, if you are a true U.S. senator, if you are the basis on which this country was founded, and if you have a profound belief in democracy, you must be prepared as a representative of the people to speak with a clear voice and let the chips fall where they may. Unfortunately, this U.S. Senate is not made up of that quality of personnel in most cases. They are unwilling to do anything except what's politically acceptable and what's politically possible. This democracy will become non-existent if all of the decisions are made on the basis of what's politically possible and what's politically acceptable. I would not want to be ever identified as one of those senators.
We're doing the What Would Willie Do segment on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Daniel Ellsberg's asking guest question. We have less than 2 minutes left at the top of the hour news. You had a second part, real quick.
You know, I will say that if I were listening to the radio at this point, if I didn't know it was Willie Brown, if I didn't know who it was, I would be standing up applauding wherever I was, unless I was driving a car. And I would say, who is that guy? I'd be calling into your, if I didn't know, the station, and I would be asking the question, how soon can we get him in the Senate?
You know, Daniel, it's amazing that the entire time that I was in the world of politics, I made the same kind of comments on issues relating to state, on issues relating to city. I do not believe that you become unacceptable politically by, in fact, providing quality, fearless leadership on the issues. I think the public wants that leadership. They may not all lock in step and follow, but they sure feel a lot better that you have a clear vision and you have some idea where we're to end up if we take appropriate steps. And it always ensured my survivability by my having the reputation and the willingness to do that. It's too bad that this political system doesn't produce more people far more committed than I ever was pursuing that branch of public policy making.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Daniel Ellsberg, a guest here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. In the next hour, we'll have Senator Barbara Boxer from Washington, D.C., and we'll also talk to Fran Somolita, has a DVD on when stand-ups...
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for